It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I had to break all this fun up, but you know, we got to pause for the call because it's about that time.
Oh, this guy understands it too, though.
He's bopping in the background.
There's always more to the story about my main man, James White. Brother White, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, there's a lot of things that happen on the Sports Shop that didn't happen on no other sports show.
That would be true.
And this is a morning where on this hump day, I think I have questions. Now, I don't have any questions about the Washington Commanders.
Thank you, sir.
This is going to be our year.
Oh, my goodness.
There's definitely more to that story.
I do have some questions about the times we're in. Have we entered into a time when we now have to be concerned about fan fragility? I always thought that whenever we're talking about competitive sports, we're talking about the arena, the place where we develop confidence and courage. Does it really matter what someone else says about me? Is that more important than what I think about myself? Well, maybe we've missed what college sports is about. Is college sports really about a fan base? And what is always fascinating about the ACC is the number of fans who are fans and they never attended the university.
Right. That's true.
Coach Courtney Banghart was doing an interview where she was speaking her truth. She said it this way, I hate both of them. When she was asked the question at the end of her interview, and it was a playful conversation in many ways, they were closing the interview, and she said, when talking about NC State and Duke, she says, I hate both of them more than I probably should because I don't have the history that everybody else has. Duke is a national and international rivalry that I love. I have more respect for Duke. I like beating them because they are more relevant. And then she essentially said that NC State fans are mean and classless. Well, the NC State women have dominated the Carolina women.
That's right.
They've won 9 out of the last 12 games. Why in the world would a statement bother you? And yet Coach Banghart did say this. She said, while intending to keep the competitive energy fueled between the two passionate fan bases, I took it too far. I carelessly used the word classless in reference to the passionate fans of NC State, and I deeply regret my word choice. It doesn't accurately depict my feelings, for one, and there's no place for name-calling. Name-calling? Well, maybe I'm insensitive to the idea of name-calling because as a black man in America, name-calling has been part of the psychological fabric of my life since my existence.
That's right.
I thought name-calling was part of the social-political norms of American life.
Ooh.
How is it that the person who held the highest leadership role in the land for 4 years, former President Donald Trump, could be given a pass without apology? Basement Biden, crazy Joe Biden, crooked Hillary, low IQ Maxine Waters. He even insulted Senator John McCain, who was a POW, when he said, I like people who would not catch it.
Right.
James Comey, a slime ball. And when he said this, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people who have lots of problems and bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. What kind of world do we live in when the words of a coach become more important example to our kids than the words of someone who was the president of the United States?
That's pretty good.
Maybe when it comes to sports, we need to listen to the words of another president, former President Teddy Roosevelt, who said it this way. It's not the critic who counts, but the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold, timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Hey, fans, let's not be fragile, because there's always more to the story.
Drop the mic.
Wow.
Powerful.
Yeah. Woo. I ain't got nothing similar to just
Brother White. For
I forgot he all the names the way.
Two words, thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. And enjoy the rest of your week. That's all you can't. What else can you say?
Man.
That's good. And know what I do, I got everybody to come. It's interesting. You're right that we will get real offended by somebody, a coach or a player, calling somebody out names. But we give other people passes. People at the highest level of this country,
right.
We give them passes.
That's right.
We give them passes because that's okay. Interesting. Awesome.
And listen, I think about it. We're talking about women's basketball in August. When does that ever happen?
Right. That's a good point. By the way, trust me, when NC State play Carolina, there's a lot of people going to be watching that game.
Absolutely.
Because there's more to the story.
More to the story. I told you yesterday was marketing.
All right,
y'all take care.
Take care, man.
Bye, James.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Good stuff.
You're going to hear that again on social media on the Sports Shop. You're going to see a video and hear that as well.
100%.
There you go.
Virgin Cigars of Raleigh has the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop in across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com. And be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke, smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
It's interesting. It's an interesting segue to this next story. We're going to bring up K-Mac and Pam. This is involving Patrick Reed, a golfer.
Right.
Yeah, I know Patrick. His wife used to be his caddy.
Yeah. But that's right. He also, he's a little chubby. Right?
Yeah, a little chubby. He has been.
I better be careful here. I may put me on this lawsuit.
Right.
Patrick Reed is not messing around. He filed a defamation lawsuit, by the way, against Golf Channel. And Brandon Chamblee, who's an analyst on the channel. Suit was filed by Reed's attorney, I guess yesterday. I mean, he's seeking $750 million in damages. In the suit, Reed accuses Chamblee and the Golf Channel of disparaging the golfer throughout his career. Mm-hmm. Talking about how chubby he is.
Then you laugh and you can't even get through.
I know. But we just talk about words that people said about people. I just thought this was interesting. Talking about disparaging things that I mentioned, that's still funny when I read that. And, it's a purpose to make him look bad because he chose to sign with the LIV golf as well. Any merit to this?
What exactly did they say now?
So,
I'm trying to figure out, can I get me some money?
They've been making him look bad ever since really, for years is what he's saying, but especially when he moved over to the LIV.
Yeah. So the fact that his clothes don't fit.
Yeah.
His pants hanging off the back of his.
They do talk about that backside. Indirectly, though. They don't come that hard, but they make
he looks like a reincarnation of John Daly in some sense.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
very good.
I mean, you just don't look, you don't look the part. I don't mean you're not a good golfer.
No, because he's won 9 career PGA Tour wins, including wins in the Masters in 2018. He's done.
I mean, this is
an easy response to his lawsuit.
What's that?
Show me the lie.
but we all heard sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't know.
Let's hurt my bank account. Now, if your words hurt my bank account, we got something to talk about now.
I wonder how
$750 million. Dollars.
That gets somebody's attention, though.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone. Stop messing with me. That's why I can't get a apparel endorsement. Because y'all making fun of me. That's why Adidas won't pay me to wear their stuff.
Why that?
Because y'all making fun of me.
Yeah, but Georgia's sitting around the LIV stuff, but to Kimmy's point, that has in the past that's been some conversation. And plus, was he rude or something? Did he, this guy, he had an argument. He was kind of rude. Did he quit? Something happened. I can't remember. But something. Patrick Reed has been an issue on the golfing tour for a while. Yeah. How he looks.
Right.
I mean, seriously, then, of course, this LIV thing is kind of interesting. But $750 million for, no.
The question I have
Going out the Golf Channel and the Golf Channel announcers, I believe.
How can one tour that started up, didn't say anything disparaging about the PGA Tour or the golfers. Mm-hmm. All they wanted to do was just pay people a couple of dollars. They didn't want to take over no TV contracts. They didn't try to take over no endorsements. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to play. They just wanted to be on their own. They just wanted to start a little league by themselves in Southeast Rock. I mean, in other places. They just wanted to be left alone. But now, they the big bad wolf.
Well, they the big bad wolf because they're not paying them just a little money.
What,
a lot of money.
What
they
business
taking key
of yours
players.
That I pay more than you pay?
Because you are getting the attention of people that's been part of my crew. Mm-hmm.
I didn't go after you. I'm just paying. Look, okay.
Okay, let me get this right. So all of a sudden, I go buy a big house, nice car, dressed real well, and you over here, you're going to leave. She's going to leave me. Leave them and come over stay with me because everything's bigger and better.
But I didn't ask her to come over. And
she be with him for
a long
time.
And I never said anything bad about you.
I know, but the fact that, but the fact that how you presented yourself and all the trappings associated.
Yes, yes. It looked good. The grass looked greener on the other side.
All the trappings. You can't see. Sometimes you have all the trappings. That'll mess the whole situation up.
And the trap is that bag.
Yeah, that bag, that house. Everything goes pool in the bag.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because my daughter is a little longer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How is that? How am I the bad guy? Because we have the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have the trappings, if you want to call it
that. That's where it lives.
But I'm not using it, you know, in a bad way. I'm not going after you.
That's not the problem.
I'm not waiting outside of Harris Teeter at the YMCA on the treadmill next to you.
You showed up. She walk out of Starbucks. You riding by. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's all I mean,
that's all you get. Some people, that's all you got to do.
Well,
I'm just saying.
The traffic's unlimited.
The traffic's unlimited. Right. But no, that's what happened. So that's why.
I'm still trying to figure out how we villainize, and I get it. And I know some people are going, you're forgetting about this situation. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Because they were primarily backed by Saudi.
Saudi didn't apologize
for killing somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the house.
I get all that. Yes. Let me just be clear.
They got
the house
lumber and steel from China.
Right.
Yeah, no, so the nice house, but it was a bit.
The fact that it came from China.
That's the problem.
Disrespectful.
That's exactly right.
But we get real high on that horse sometimes, and I'm just going to be honest with some of y'all. You need to calm down a little bit because you done some stuff yourself now.
Come on now.
So just calm down. You know, while you way over there trying to regulate. You way out over in the sand trying to regulate stuff.
But anyway,
I get it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Any other time, it's shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your politics in my sport.
Sure.
I don't want this. Now, since he got the trappings.
Yeah.
We can't allow this type of behavior
no.
to be a part of a game we love. It ain't your game.
Right.
You didn't, it's not, this doesn't belong to you.
Yeah. And it's really ironic you bring this up. Yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware, they had a private meeting. They, meaning the top players on the PGA.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe
Tiger, it. And Tiger Woods was there as well.
Oh, Tiger was there.
Hey, in an undisclosed location. Man, what are we talking about? really?
It's just
so they over there.
It's getting serious.
It's getting serious talking about the viability of the PGA Tour, given the trappings of LIV.
When are we scheduled to be done with the January 6th hearing? Because I want to see. Look, that's next. They go, hell, they had Barry Bonds up there. I know. Look, you know they going to have the LIV tour up there.
So at what point do you got to decide to do this?
Right.
I mean, look at all of these lawsuits just coming up.
I'm telling you, man.
It's next.
Yeah.
But why? What did he do that was so bad? Yes, he got a big house.
Yeah.
Because you risk me losing the ability to pay for my house I got over here.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
And you make me look bad.
I'm going to see this on the word. I'm going to say this on behalf of the LIV tour. If you was handling your business, you wouldn't have to worry about my house.
She wouldn't have went over there.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? If you had taken care of home, it wouldn't have happened that way.
Come on, LIV. I mean, come on, PGA tour.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting out of. Now, just imagine this, people. Imagine they get the notion of the fancy, as you say. Say, hell, we ought to build us an NFL league, too. Mm. We may go to war.
Then you take all the gloves off then.
Yeah.
We may go to war.
That's too much money.
We may go to war then.
But we're joking about that. What prevents them from doing that?
Nothing. Other than they don't want to be in a war with the United States.
Right.
It would be a real war,
Oh, it'd be Ukraine.
They'd be down to Fort Bragg, putting stuff on, getting ready to deploy.
I mean, it'd be Ukraine, Russia.
Say goodbye,
kissing their wife and
now
kids.
Now, they'll make up some old stupid reason why we actually have to go to war. But it'd really be about the NFL.
Exactly.
I'll be honest with you. It'll be about the NFL.
You will not take American sports.
That's an interesting scenario, though.
Think about it. You can have soccer. You can have baseball.
Yeah.
but you will not.
But that touch the NFL you want to.
You can take that tennis, but you keep that NFL.
Yeah, it's some basketball if you like, but yeah, you keep it NFL.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.